The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you.
Worship and praise 161. You are the rock of my salvation. Words and music by Teresa Muller.
Let us pray. God of awe, from whom we flee in holy terror, your silence burns like ice. Your whisper cuts through fear. We long to hear your faithful word of righteousness and peace. Bless us with bold belief, even in the darkness of the night and the assault of life's storms, that we may be messengers of your justice, in the name of the one whom wind and
a reading from Mark chapter 4, starting with verse 35. On that day, when evening had come, he said to them, "Let us go across to the other side." And leaving the crowd behind, they took him with them in the boat, just as he was. Other boats were with him. A great windstorm arose, and the waves beat into the boat, so that the boat was already being swamped. But he was in the stern, asleep on the cushion, and they woke him up and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" He woke up and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." Then the wind ceased, and there was a dead calm. He said to them, "Why are you afraid? Have you still no faith?" And they were filled with great awe and said to one another, "Who then is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him?" The word of the Lord.
Thank you.
7:2, Hallelujah.
A reading from 1 Kings, beginning at chapter 19, verse 9. Asleep in a cave on the mountain of God, Mount Horeb, the word of God came to Elijah. "So, Elijah, what are you doing here?" "I've been working my heart out for the God of the angel armies," said Elijah. "The people of Israel have abandoned your covenant, destroyed the places of worship, and murdered your prophets. I am the only one left, and they are trying to kill me." Then he was told, "Go, stand on the mountain at attention before God. God will pass by." A hurricane wind ripped through the mountains and shattered the rocks before God, but God was not to be found in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake. But God wasn't in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire, but God wasn't in the fire. And after the fire, a gentle and quiet whisper. When Elijah heard the quiet voice, he muffled his face with his great cloak, went to the mouth of the cave, and stood there. A quiet voice asked him, "So, Elijah, now tell me, what are you doing here?" Word of God, word of life.
We have big lives. Life in Christ is a huge calling. It's a huge opportunity. It's a huge grace, and it's a huge gift. Jesus has called us to follow him, to be light for the world, to speak truth and wisdom and bring all the fruit of God's Spirit to a world that is lost, hungry, hurting, dark, to people who are swayed by greed and power, people who are lured away from community by other things. It's a huge calling and there's no end in sight. We're called to live out God's peace, God's wisdom, God's joy in the midst of the world who often denies that God even exists. In a world that teaches me first, or I have to win at all costs. We're called to look out for our neighbors. We're called to look out for one another. And we're called to live inside of the bounds of God's good gifts of the Spirit that keep our spirits buoyed when things get terrible. But when things get terrible, it's often hard to see our way clear. I know that when things get terrible, I shrink back. I want to stay home. I often want to stay in my bed. I certainly don't want to talk to people. I tell myself that it's all too much, that I'd be better off with less responsibility, with fewer commitments and fewer relationships, that I must have dreamed that God called me to this big life because I'm not capable of it. In short, I start wishing and hoping and planning for a smaller life. Elijah had a big life too. He too was called by God. He was called to convert a king and a queen who followed a different God, a God who didn't even exist, a God who suited their purposes, a God who made the decisions they had already made easier and even justified their decisions. And when Jezebel had threatened Elijah's life, he ran. He was terrified. He withdrew from community. He found himself actually in Mount Horeb in a cave by himself. And there in that cave, the word of God came to Elijah and asked him what he was doing. As if to say, Elijah, you have a big life. I've called you to a big calling, and I'm here. What are you doing here? And you could tell that Elijah is freaked out and scared beyond all imagining because he starts to say, look, I've done everything you've asked me to do. Where were you when it got hard? She's trying to kill me. She's sending people to kill me. They've killed everyone else. They're going to kill me too. And he runs through a list of all the things that he has done for God. Then that word of the Lord tells him that God is about to pass by. That he's going to see God. And so Elijah nears the entrance to the cave. And as he does, there are some cataclysmic events. Hurricane-like winds, an earthquake, and a great fire. But God is not in those things. In those great shows of power, those awesome displays of destruction, Elijah did not find God. God instead was in a quiet whisper. Some translations of the Bible say that God was found in sheer silence. In our cataclysmic times, we often wonder, where are you, God? Do you care about me? Are you going to let me die? Are you going to let us languish away? Are you making a difference at all? God isn't found in COVID-19. God isn't found in economic collapse or economic hardship. God isn't found in social isolation. The story of Elijah teaches us that God is found in a gentle whisper. That God is found in sheer silence. And so it may seem that God is only present when things calm down, but the truth of the matter is that silence is the foundation of everything. When you still down the voices in your head, you find that silence is there, and silence has been there all along, underneath those things that you think. It isn't that God was absent in the hurricane winds and the earthquake and the fire. It's that God was present underneath that, in the silence that exists under all things, in the silence that permeates everything in our world. That God is there foundationally. It's just that we can't hear the silence when we're freaked out. You take the earthquake away, and with nothing to compete with it, you hear God. The challenge for us is to stay rooted in that silence. The challenge for us is to stay rooted in that gentle whisper that underlies everything in our lives. The challenge is to listen to that still small voice in the midst of the tragedies, in the midst of the calamities, in the midst of the catastrophes. God is not in COVID-19 and social isolation, But God is here underneath those things. Plant your feet firmly in the foundation that God provides. It's possible to stay calm in the midst of storms. It's possible to stay calm in the midst that freak everyone else out. Because our God is a constant God. God is a rock underneath everything.
You have a big life. Don't make yourself small in this time. But look to that gentle whisper, that sound of sheer silence, the foundation of God that permeates everything. And remember that God is with you. God is for you. God is the firm ground under your feet. And God is that voice that calls you to be light for the world. Go, live a big life, assured that God is ever present. Amen.
Worship and Praise 93, Lord My Strength, words and music by Dean Kripon.
Of the church are public professions of faith. Mostly they're ancient, but we also find our faith and our belief resonating with modern creeds. And so we profess our faith in the words of the creed, God the Provider. The words are below.
We believe in the God who provides for our every need, who has an answer to our deepest questions. And a purpose for us in life. Today we praise God, the Provider. We believe in Jesus Christ, our Holy Brother, who stands by our side when light turns into darkness, who suffers our pain and turns it into a blessing. For the presence of Christ in our lives, we praise God, the Provider. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the breath of life, who inspires us when our spirits are dried up, who creates something new when old structures crumble. For the spirit of hope and renewal, We praise God, the provider. Amen.
Called into unity with one another and the whole creation, let us pray for our shared world. Gracious God, your word has been sown in many ways and in many places. We pray for missionaries and newly planted congregations around the world. Inspire us by their witness to the faith we share. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. Creating God, the mountains and hills burst in song, and the trees and fields clap their hands in praise. We pray for the birds and animals who make their home in the trees, and for lands stripped bare by deforestation. Empower us to sustainably use what you have given. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. Reigning God, we pray for our nation's leaders. Increase their desire for justice and equality. We pray for our enemies. Bridge the chasms that divide us and guide authorities into a deep and lasting peace. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. Abiding God, care for all who are frightened, anxious, running, and wishing for death. For those who are doubting, renew faith. For those who are worrying, provide release. For those who are struggling, ease burdens. For those in fear, give hope. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. Renewing God, revive your church in this place. Renew and nurture the seeds you have planted, that we might grow as disciples. Replace what has been depleted. Sustain our ministries. And deepen relationships with the wider community. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. Merciful God, as COVID-19 cases grow and deaths increase, as suffering mounts, we pray your mercy on our afflicted world. We ask for your strength and guidance for all who lead, for all who provide health care, and for all who accompany those who mourn. Grant us your healing and grant us your peace. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. For what else do the people of God pray? Hear us, O God, your mercy is great. Eternal God, we give thanks for all who have died. Comfort us in the sure and certain hope of the resurrection. Hear us, O God, your mercy is great. Receive these prayers, O God, and those too deep for words, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours. Now and forever. Amen. Receive a blessing. Neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth,
nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. God the Creator, Jesus the Christ, and the Holy Spirit the Sustainer bless you and keep you now and always.
Worship and Praise 124, Shout to the Lord, Words and Music by Darlene Zich. This is also in ELW.
Go out into the world to live the big life to which God has called you, in the name of Jesus. Thanks be to God.